Our scripture for today is taken from the book of Acts. Now, if there may be some folks here that aren't sure where the book of Acts is in the Bible, so for those of us that do know, where is it? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So it's right after the Gospels, actually. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the New Testament is just like the last, maybe not even third, of our Bible. So if you'd either take your Bible or the Pew Bible and find the book of Acts, chapter 2, with me, that would be awesome. Acts chapter 2. Once you find that, if you would close the Bible on your finger and stand with me, let's raise those Bibles high above our heads this morning. Let's say this Bible pledge loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys sound awesome today. Please remain standing with me and turn to Acts chapter 2. We'll read verses 1 through 12. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthian, Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus from Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia." You try to say these words that fast, right? "Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God, God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?'" Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.